Over 2 weeks, we road trip from Vegas to San Diego. And I'm going to tell you all about it on this week's special vacation edition of Tea with Kehoe. Welcome.
I live in one room with a good view of the wall. I make cups of tea and wander in the hall. I sit on my bed and cut my fingernails. I try on a shirt that I bought as a jumper.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, good whenever you happen to be listening. Welcome to Tea with Kehoe. My name is Kehoe. I've got my tea with me. I've got my pipe with me. And I'm glad you're with me. How you doing all today? Good to hear. Wonderful. So today, I'm just going to get right to it. It is about the vacation. I was gone for 2 weeks, and this is what we did in 2 weeks. I'm blown away. Now, see, it's all because of the masterful and skillful planning of Cheryl. She is amazing. I have heard tell from family and friends that, you know, ooh, you're going on a Cheryl planned trip? Good luck. Like, she was, what, I was going to die on this thing? It was like, ambitious is absolutely the term that I would use. And we almost did everything. And it was amazing. She planned it out from start to finish, spent so much time, hours, energy, love, devotion into planning this trip. The reason? It was for her 50th birthday, and she wanted to wake up somewhere she had never been before on her birthday. So she decided where she was going to go, and a trip from Las Vegas to San Diego is what we did. We started off in Las Vegas, and in typical fashion, you know, like you get there that first day, you're just sort of like, okay, we're here, finally. And it was a late night Friday when we got in, about 10 o'clock, and there was only one thing that I had on my mind that night. That was stopping at a dispensary, because I didn't bring anything with me, and they have legal marijuana there in Nevada, Las Vegas. And so I went and bought a bunch and really had a good time with that. But that's just a part of that first night. We went and got some weed. She was very nice and humored me and accommodated me in going with me. And we went and got it, and it was great. But then the next day started with the trip, with the vacation, and it was amazing. So I'm not going to go through every day. I don't think that's, you know, a good idea, but I'm going to hit the highlights, and I'm going to go bit, you know, like through things. Like I had to write some things down just so I wouldn't forget, because we did so much. So in Vegas, the Vegas part of it, I'm going to start with the strip, and we walked around the strip several nights, several times, day and night. And we stopped in some hotels like the Mirage, the Bellagio, the Caesar's Palace, New York, New York, Paris, the Venetian, and oh my God, were they amazing. Just the opulence in some of these things, the scale, the size, just mind-boggling. And, you know, we saw the fountains at the Bellagio, like you see in, like, Ocean's 11. Like, pow, they're fantastic. We saw the volcano outside of Treasure Island, and you can literally feel the heat off the fire as the volcano's going up. It's just nuts. The canals inside the Venetian, and just everything inside the Venetian was just incredible. It just blew me away. And it was just so mind-boggling, just the size of everything. In the Mirage, we went and saw the Beatles' Love, the Cirque du Soleil show. Amazing. She had planned that out. We went and had, and now food-wise, we went and had food at the Heart Attack Grill, which she planned out. And if you've never been to the Heart Attack Grill, oh my God, you get a hospital gown when you go in. If you get like some wine, it comes in an IV bag with a, you know, the tube to your glass. If you don't eat your whole meal, they spank you, and they don't spank you light. We saw a guy getting his ass beat, and it was hard. And the girl who got beat before him was showing off her ass to her friends. And we both saw the welts and the red and the purple that were already forming on her ass. And so we got really scared and we ate all our meal. We did not want to get beat. It was not cool looking. We then had an incredible dinner at the Wynn Hotel. They had a water and light show, which was pretty cool. But the food, oh my God, it was like 5-star sort of. I've never had 9 different waiters, you know, just all coming out of everywhere with stuff. Oh, more water, more this, more that, you know, bop, bop, different people all knowing what you need. Just crazy. It was really nice. And then the museums we went to, like that first day we went to the Ma Museum, the Burlesque Museum. Later that week we went to the Neon Museum. All three. I could have spent more time in all of them. The Ma Museum, 3 floors of mob, you know, like the whole Vegas mob thing and mob across America and how it all ties in and the FBI and how they, you know, try to catch them all and all that kind of fun, crazy stuff. The Burlesque Museum, much smaller, but no less interesting. I mean, it was phenomenal. We had a guided tour. We were the only ones there, so it was like a personal tour through the years of burlesque and learning where it started in the vaudeville age and progressed through the 40s and into the 50s and 60s and how the 80s, or, you know, like there was a downswing and now it's in a resurgence, and it's was just fantastic. The Neon Museum, the old neon from years past in Vegas, some working, some not working, but all donated to this museum, and they have them out in the yard, and we went at night, and then they have a light or a presentation that they do in this one part of the property, and it's like a visual light show where they project the neon onto the non-working. Like, some of these things don't work, but the way they can illuminate it with the film and everything like that, it looked like they were going and, like, bright and flashing like the neon of old. And it was really fantastically done. I totally recommend, if you go there, hit those museums. We went down and saw Fremont Street and the covered walk, you know, the covered Main Street, and just the sheer magnitude of all that and the casinos in there. And we saw the Golden Nugget, the world's largest Golden Nugget inside that a casino. We went purposely to see that, part of the planning. She had everything we did, all these things we saw were things that she made sure we, you know, she planned and we went and saw. It was fantastic. Saw some friends. I performed in a comedy sports show in Vegas and, you know, ate some great food at, you know, besides the Hardtack Grill and at Wynn, there was some pasties at an Irish restaurant down in this arts district right near the theater where we were at, and just everything about the week. That start of the vacation was just top-notch. They had a hot tub and pool, and in our room we had a jacuzzi tub, which we used every night. I will say it was quite enjoyable. And it was just an amazing start. And then we left Vegas and went to 29 Palms. But before we got to 29 Palms, we stopped at the Vegas sign as we were leaving to get a picture and ran into this guy who was doing like a television shoot for some sort of thing. I don't know what it was. He was a little person. And he went by Juan the Producer. And people were coming up and getting pictures with him and talking. And I have never heard or seen this guy before. He was doing Viva Las Vegas with the Elvis impersonator there in front of the Vegas sign. It was some filming of something for something. And it was like, I was like, hey, can I get a picture? And I got a picture with the guy. So I thought that was cool. So then we drove down to 7 Magic Mountains, which is this art installation where there's 7 like pillars of rock, like they're giant boulders stacked on top of each other, and each boulder is individually painted different colors. Like one whole stack of, say, five or six or seven boulders might have, you know, a white, yellow, pink, green, blue, silver, all on one, you know, stack, and then another one's all different colors. So it was quite amazing. And just in the desert, striking with all the brown of the desert, and then these giant bright rocks just painted. It was quite amazing. But even cooler than all that, as we're leaving, coming into the place where we were just, you know, was Juan, the producer, and his film crew. And we're like, what? And it's like, what are you guys doing here? And it was just really funny that we saw them again. And at that point, we're just like, the whole rest of the trip, we're like, is Juan the producer going to be here? We're just looking for him. So if anyone knows who Juan the producer is, let me know. On our way down to 29 Palms, we stopped in Prim to see the Bonnie and Clyde car. It was on loan to a museum in San Simi. So she had planned to go see the Bonnie and Clyde car, and they loaned it out, so we missed that, and that sucked. But, you know, still, not a problem. We're still having a fun trip. I mean, who cares? It's like one little thing that got missed. And it's not even we didn't miss it. They took it away from us. So there was a casino across the way from that one called Buffalo Bills. And I was like, I got to go there. But it was closed. Like, boarded up, closed, done. And I was, wow, that sucks. So we drove past the largest Chevron station in the world, I think they said, or maybe America, 64 pumps. Crazy big gas station. We drove right past that into the Mojave Desert and just over a quarter of a tank of gas. Not the smartest move we've made. All on me. I knew we needed to get gas, and I just completely was like, nah, we'll get there. We're heading to Amboy, and I should have filled up there because it would have been a lot cheaper, because we deduced that we had enough range on the car. We had, you know, these fancy new cars. They have all the range mileage. You know how far you can go on what gas you got left. And we had plenty enough gas to get to Amboy. We still should have filled up, because when we got to Amboy, it was $5.89 a gallon. That is what you get when you are in the middle of nowhere and you desperately need gas. Now, Roy's gas station, we went there specifically for the Roy sign and to see Roy's place, because it was on the old Route 66. It was a gas station, motel, restaurant, and once they put the new expressway in, or route road in, off of Route 66 and sort of eliminated Route 66 from the its prominence as a, highway or something like that. Amboy became even smaller of a place, and Roy's, the motel closed, a restaurant closed, and it's just a gas station now. And there's a gift shop and things like that. So we bought some stuff and took some pictures, and they have a post office. They have a church. They surprisingly have a school. I don't know how many kids actually go there, but it is a very small little place, and just to see it, if you ever get a chance, go to Amboy, California. It's not much, but it's something. And so then we made our way to 29 Palms, where we stayed in a inflatable bubble. That was where our bed was. There was a small little shed house that had a sink and a shower and a toilet and all the amenities you would need. But the bed was inside this dome, this inflatable dome. And a good portion of the roof, like most of the roof, was clear plastic. So you could see out into the night sky. And the hope was to see the dark darkness of the desert and see all the stars you could possibly see in the Milky Way across the sky. And we had an almost full moon the two nights we were there. We had a nightlight was the full moon. It was quite fun for that point. And we did see some stars. There were some stars to be seen. But, you know, we just couldn't plan out that. You know, we couldn't convince the moon to be in a new phase just for us. So it was what it was. I would still go back. We would still go back to that dome house just to see the stars if we could. And they had a little hot tub and a pool. The pool was too cold to use, but the hot tub we did use. And it was fun. It was a great little spot. We'd definitely go back. It's a small town, sandy dirt roads all over the place. It was kind of weird. But, I mean, that's, you know, the difference between here and there. I mean, so it was fun and interesting to see that. And so then we went to Joshua Tree. And I'm going to talk about the hikes we did all together. But we went to Joshua Tree and hiked around there and made a day of that. And then after, we went to Desert Hot Springs. That's right. Desert Hot Springs, where we had a spa date. And we got ourselves pampered and a full body exfoliation. I mean, this woman had this glove sort of thing that had like roughness. And she just scrubbed me down front and back and just exfoliated all of me. And then she left the room, hopped in the shower real quick, washed all the dead skin off me and all that ugh, and then laid back down and had an hour massage. We both had that going for us, pamper day, and then we spent the rest of the day in the mineral spring hot waters. Like, the pool was like 98 degrees. It was so perfect. The hot tubs were warm. There was a hot sauna and a cold sauna. If you've never had a cold sauna, it was amazing. 32 degrees. Two of the walls were just solid ice. It was cold. And you go from the warm sauna, you know, the hot sauna to the cold sauna, and it's like a shock, but it felt so good. And we pampered ourselves that day. I don't mean to rub it in and all, but it was a glorious day. And then we went to our Airbnb that was in Palm Springs. And we stayed there for a couple nights. And it was like a small little place in a community, a gated community that had a pool and hot tubs that we could use. And we took advantage of those. Oh, my God. I could definitely see snowbirding to, you know, Palm Springs in the wintertime. I can see why people from, you know, the Hollywood era, the old Hollywood era, made Palm Springs their vacation place, because damn, that was nice. It was just warm and beautiful the whole time. But while there, another of the other fun trips or side things we did from Palm Springs was go up to Mount Sinisento and the state park up there. That is up 8,000 foot up a mountain. You drive up 2,000 or so feet, and you park at the base of the tram, and you hop on the tram. They bring you up another 6,000 feet up to the top of the mountain, and there's hiking trails up there, and we took a nice hike up there, and just the views of the whole valley. You could see the Salton Sea off in the distance. You could see the breadth and width of the Coachella Valley and everything there, and it was quite amazing. Really just breathtaking. And you're standing in now this, you know, like the down part, what you're looking at is all like desert and hot, and, you know, where you're standing is like this mountainous alpine feel, where there's, you know, many different types of trees and pines and oaks and maples and chestnuts and just all these beautiful things. And the difference between down at the bottom and up at the top was so drastic and so beautiful. All in one. It was just amazing. So while in... Oh, I didn't mention... there's a couple art installations I'll mention here at the end, too. So then we leave Palm Springs and we head down to San Diego. A whale's vagina. Or at least that's what I was told it meant. And in San Diego, we walked the beaches. We walked several beaches. And why not? It was just beautiful the whole time there. I will say this much. The entire trip, there was one evening in 29 Palms. The first evening we were there, there were some clouds. Like after nighttime, like after the sun went down and it was darkening, I could see some clouds drifting across and blocking the moon a little bit. But they were only there for a little while, and then they were gone. That was the only clouds I saw the entire trip. Well, I do apologize. Nope. One day in Vegas, we woke up. I went for a little walk to smoke a little joint, and it was a cloudy morning. But by 11, that all burned off, and it was a blue sky. So I really don't count that as a cloudy day. It was just a gray morning that got brighter. So, but there was no clouds. Every day was a blue sky and a bright sun, and 62 degrees felt a whole lot warmer than 62 degrees here. There, 62 degrees felt so much warmer. I don't know why. Just did. It felt warmer. It probably wasn't, but it felt warmer. And that's, you know, we walked around the La Jolla beach. It was just this gorgeous mile-long, like, curved beach. We walked around the La Jolla Cove, this beautiful rocky cove with some beaches intermixed with sea lions and pelicans. And sea lions stink. They fucking stink. I'm sorry. I got close to take some pictures, and wow, I was surprised at the pungence of it all. You know, the combination of the massive amount of pelican crap all over the place, and then the smell of the sea lions. It was eye-opening, to say the least. Like, you see nature videos, and oh, they're so beautiful. Wow, they're beautiful, but they stink like shit. So, excuse me, I have a little sip of the tea. So, on Cheryl's birthday, we made sure that she had her toes in the ocean at the exact time that she was born here. She did the time difference, and the exact time there, we had her toes in the Pacific Ocean, doing something somewhere she had never been. And we just really made the most of it. I mean, that night we had dinner with my friend from high school, Eric, and the only bad thing that happened that whole time was through the whole beautiful 3-hour dinner of just hanging out, talking, getting, you know, reconnecting and having a great night, none of us thought to take a picture. We all have cameras on our phones, but I think we're at an age where we just don't think about taking pictures all the time. We totally flaked out on that. So I'm disappointed in myself there. But it is what it is. Reasons to go back. Like, there were so many times, like, throughout the whole thing, we were like, reasons to go back. Like, we didn't get to a couple of the hotels in Vegas we want, like, to go to, like Mandalay Bay or Luxor or some other. There's a whole bunch. The Flamingo, Tropicana, I think. No, I don't think that one's there anymore. No, that one's not there anymore. I don't know. But there were casinos and places we didn't get in Vegas. So reason to go back. There were things we didn't do along the way. There was part of the plan was maybe to cut down to Lake Havasu and see the London Bridge on the way from Vegas to 1,000 Palms or to 29 Palms. But once we started doing some re-evaluating of the days and stuff and realized that if we leave when we're going to leave, we would never get to 29 Palms in the daylight. And I'm glad we made that decision, because we might not have found it at night. It was very difficult to find in the daytime. So I'm glad we had a sidestep. Reason to go back. On the way from Palm Springs to San Diego, we were going to stop at Salvation Mountain, a man-made painted structure in the middle of the desert. And going that way would have taken little bit longer because we decided to stay in the pool at the Airbnb we were at a little longer. We extended our stay an hour or 2 hours, and so that had to get cut off. So reason to go back. So all the things that she had planned, we only had or only purposely eliminated two things. And a couple of things had been moved, so we didn't see those. But everything she planned was, you know, we did, except those two things that were like to save time and worry. We're like, we can just come back for those. And, you know, forgetting to get a picture with our friend. Reason to go back. And while in San Diego, we went to Old Town and the Gas Lamp District and a couple more beaches at Mission Bay and the Pacific Coast Beach. We went to the San Diego Zoo. And I have to admit, this is all me, my opinion of zoos for the most part. It's animal jail. And I've felt like that for a very, very, very long time. And it always depresses me to see animals pacing in a enclosure as they have no room. And it's because they're caged. And it's just, to me, cruel. And it's just not cool. And that's why I don't go to a lot of zoos. But I had a friend who worked at the Seattle Zoo. So I went and visited there. And we were in Pittsburgh. And the people I were with wanted to go to the zoo. And I went to the zoo. I've had chances to go to other zoos and turned it down because I just don't like them as much as other people do. And that's, I mean, that's all me. That's all me. If you love zoos, please go. It's a beautiful zoo. San Diego, it's a beautiful zoo. Tons of amenities and accommodations made for the humans. It doesn't feel like they offer as many of those accommodations and amenities to the animals. Some of them have really nice enclosures, big enclosures, the gorillas, the orangutan, the elephants. But so many of them did not seem to have enough. And it just seemed a little, like to me, it's just, it's animal jail. And but it was a beautiful zoo, and it was laid out wonderfully, and it is by far, you know, the most amazing zoo I've ever been at. We rode across a cable car or a gondola thing that went across the park, and there's this beautiful bridge where you get these beautiful views of the whole place, and it's very strikingly beautiful. Don't get me wrong. I found it to be very beautiful. But like I said, there's that underlining feeling about what zoos are to me. And that's what I heard, like, folks say how the zoos got so much room for them. And it just seemed like some of them had some room and a lot of them didn't. And five aviaries, beautiful spots to see birds, but we only saw a handful of birds because they're all hiding in the trees and stuff. You can't really see them sometimes, so it's tough. But that has nothing to do with, you know, good or bad. It's just aviaries are a tough, you know, they're fun to be in, and you hope to see that bird, but I couldn't see very many. But I got to see orangutan and koala and some tigers and lions and all the, you know, the good animals. So that was fun. So all in all, I mean, this trip was amazing. Oh, wait, I forgot about Balboa Park and walking around Balboa Park and the Japanese gardens there and the epic beauty of that place, the gardens and the park and Balboa Park itself, the buildings, the structure, everything about that place is gorgeous. If you have a chance to go, I say hit Balboa Park more than anything else. In San Diego, that was the most impressive thing to me. That blew me away. If I had a park like that in my city, I would be there almost every day if I couldn't, you know, be there daily. It was beautiful. So, yeah, That was the trip. And I know I'm forgetting things. I know I probably forget. Oh, the art installations in Joshua Tree, the Noah Pure Free installation was just fantastic. Out Goleta Meadows, out near between San Diego and Palm Springs, there's this sculpture park place that has like dinosaurs and scorpions and camels and dragons, and it's just amazing. But I know I'm missing things, and that's not important. It's how it all made me feel at the end, and how unbelievably amazing it was. And it's all because of Cheryl's planning and thoughtfulness and investigation and research and all the things that she did. And so this trip is because of her. And I would gladly go on any trip she plans. And you would be lucky to be on one. So, yeah, I had a fucking blast. Oh, the hikes. I even forgot the hikes. We did three hikes: the Valley of Fire, Split Rock at Joshua Tree, and the Nature Loop at San Jacinto. All three drastically different trails. The Valley of Fire was more sandy, and the ending was this epic, gorgeous view. Split Rock, 2 mile loop, which, God damn it, was not a 2 mile loop. That was much longer. And we were just surprised at how long it took us to walk 2 miles. We thought we were faster than that. We're not expert, hikers. I know that wasn't a difficult trail by any true hiker standards, but for us novices, that was our most difficult trail. And then San Jacinto, I think I'm saying it right. It was a nature loop, just about a mile. That felt just about a mile. It was a beautiful landscape in the woods, on top of the mountain, and all of it, everything about that trip. I have dreams about it still. I'm missing it. The jacuzzi tub, the two-headed showers at the one place. It was just so much good stuff. I mean, just these little things. And then, all the amazing weed I smoked too out there. I had time to smoke some, and wow, they really got some good shit. So all in all, this was the most amazing trip of my life, and I owe it all to Cheryl. And that's where I was for the past 2 weeks. So I hope you guys are cool with that, and hope you guys are hanging out till the end. I normally don't like to go this long anymore, but there's just so much to talk about. I could have got done an hour, and you never know. It might still happen. Next week might be more. No, it won't be. But thank you for letting me share our trip. I'm going to share some photos on the Facebooks and the Instagrammy things. So look for those in a few days. And thank you so much. I'm just going to end it here. How about that? Vacation, sadly over. It's about time we end this thing, and I want to thank you all for hanging out and listening to my vacation story. I could do a virtual slideshow for you guys if you wanted. That'd probably be fun. I got so many damn pictures. I think I took over like 900 pictures, maybe close to 1,000 between my camera and my phone. Ridiculous amount of pictures, but I'm still going through them. Soon, they'll be out soon. So I'm going to say goodnight, say goodbye. Hope you guys have a great week. Be back next week with more tea, more weed, more me. Ooh, I got the hiccups there. And hopefully more you. So, as always, it's not about the tea, it's about the time spent. And thank you for spending your time with me. Go out into the world, be a kind human, be a nice human, and I'll see you next week, all right? Sound good? Sounds good. All righty. Bye.